Good morning. It's time for the Chamber Corner, brought to you by Idaho Insurance Specialists. You live the good life, now choose to protect it. Give Michelle Sandoz a call at 788-9209 and check them out on Facebook. And just like poof, a cloud of smoke, he magically appears in the studio, the executive director of the chamber, Jeff Bacon, everybody.
I can't. Ferris Bueller's Day Off, every time I hear this song now.
I know, right?
Love it.
Yep. And then I go to Jeannie and her bare midriff.
There you go.
Oh, that was obscene back in the day. They pulled
can't
it off.
Show that.
All right. Summer's here.
Summer
and man,
is here.
Oh, man. Watch things happen.
Oh, wow. One right after another.
I know. Well, that's why you're here. You're the one that you're in the know.
Well, we tend to be the hub, which is great. And the chamber continues to grow this year. We've been in a growth mode, currently at 363 members. And the newest folks to join the chamber, Evans Plumbing, Roberts Law, The Sanctuary Massage, Hank and Sylvie's, both the Ketchum and Haley locations, Snow Bunny Drive-In, and Hayden Beverage. And we want to thank all these great businesses for their support and look forward to working with them all. Hey, the Chamber works with the Small Business Administration on many different projects. They have a great wealth of information to help businesses, and a couple that you should know about are in the SBA's Learning Center. This is an online library of courses that are designed to help business owners or managers make good decisions. Some of the courses this month: An Introduction to Human Resources, 8 Easy Businesses to Start, and How to Overcome the Fear of Being Your Own Boss. These are all courses that you can take on your own time because they're online, and do them on your own schedule. Call us today at the Chamber, and we'll help get you set up. 788-3484. And Doug, it's here.
Yeah.
The 4th of July.
Woo!
It's upon us. So many things happening around the 4th this year. And this year, we get to kick off the weekend with the Sheeptown Drag Race. The Ride Sun Valley Bike Festival is in town, and this weekend it starts with a fiery ball of bicycle drag racing down Main Street in Haley.
Yeah.
Thursday afternoon, join us in front of Powerhouse for the Sheeptown Drags. First 32 men and 16 women that sign up to race down Main Street will be pulling a burning log. Registration starts at 5:30, racing at 7:30. Check out the full lineup of the bike festival at RideSunValley.com.
To my knowledge, there is no other event like that. Pulling a burning log down Main Street.
It has a really funny story. Sometime we'll talk about it with Billy Olson and Powerhouse, how it got started.
All right.
But love this. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. It's such a unique event for us. And around the 4th, so much happening. Of course, the antique fairs and annual pancake breakfast at the Grange Hall. Some new things this year. At 9 a.m., tutus and tennis shoes is a 5K fun run and walk to benefit the Sun Valley Ballet. And if you're one of the first 40 registered on that, you get a tutu to run in.
Hmm.
I could see you in a tutu.
Well, so could I. Every Saturday night. Come on over, big boy.
Wear a 4-4, maybe. also this year, the pre-parade party at Croy Street and Main, Catch 95 will be there.
Yeah.
Check out the Bloody Mary Challenge this
year. I will.
Some of the bars and restaurants downtown will be vying for the coveted Bloody Mary Challenge trophy. And that's a tasty new addition. Parade starts at noon, of course. A great lineup this year. And then Riverfest kicks off at Draper Preserve and Lions Park immediately following. Live music this year from Upper Creek and headliner the Rebecca Scott Band. And we want to thank the City of Haley for everything that they do every year to put this day on. It's a blue ribbon day for the city. And there are so many people that put in a lot of time to make it so. Thanks to everyone that works on the parade. And last, I want to mention that the Fireworks Fund needs some help. There are no tax dollars spent on fireworks. It's all private donations. And if you enjoy the fireworks, please help, even with a small donation. Big donations are better, but everything helps. Chamber has several ways for you to donate. Collection spots around town at Atkinson's, Albertson's, other spots also. And we have a GoFundMe account set up, and you can link to that at valleychamber.org. So help if you can.
All right. Well, I'll see you on the 4th.
Looking forward to it.
Jeff Bacon with the Chamber. Stay up to date with what's going on every week. That's why we're here on the Chamber Corner, Catch 95.